You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Katie, what's going on, local girlfriend?
We give it to you, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Sure do. Denver Restaurant Week starts up tomorrow, and this is really neat. It's a great way for you to get out and try the local cuisine without having to spend a whole lot of money. They do it upright, I feel like. It's a 10-day, two-weekend format, so they'll have to-go and in-person options, and four different price points, starting at $25.
Well, so again, how about that?
Very affordable, and diners, you're encouraged to make a reservation or try and go on the off nights, like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, because it gets very busy.
It's very popular.
Denver Restaurant Week. Yeah, I like to take part in it, again, because they give you multi-course meals, and I think the most expensive meals is $55, so that's still...
That seems right up your alley. You're
really
like, more?
Yeah.
You're bringing me more?
Exactly.
Oh, another course? This is a four-course?
I get to try all the things.
I never knew.
Love Denver Restaurant Week. And again, it all starts tomorrow.
I have to wear a nice little suit jacket tomorrow because I'm taking a buddy of mine over to Perry's for lunch over here at Park Meadows.
Ooh, we were just stocking the pork chop you were telling
us about. I
got
to tell you, if you guys have never been, look up Perry's Friday Special Pork Chop, and it will change your life.
That thing?
Thick, massive.
Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
That thing is
thickness. It's huge.
It's a massive pork chop.
I was telling you, I don't usually order a pork chop when I go out. It's not
my
go-to,
right?
But you have me convinced I need to try this. Like, have to.
Hear me squeal. Bring that pork.
I believe I said I think I might accidentally run into you tomorrow, Jared.
Yeah, right.
You did.
Josh, like, how funny. I will be there, too.
It looks so good.
I'm excited to go. It's one of those places, though, that it's so hoity-toity.
Yeah.
It kind of... It's good people watching.
But it's kind of fun.
You're
kind of
like,
yeah.
As you look around a little bit, but delicious food.
Well, do you guys not like getting dressed? I mean, it's kind of fun to get dressed
It's
up
nice.
Every
I don't mind.
Yeah. I like to put on the...
especially to get recognized, you know?
Well, I just
Jeremy?
Like to put on a pretty
you?
Dress...
You oh, it's Jeremy.
You
yeah.
too.
It's Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy. What a...
Let's try not
are those
to...
sequins?
What a pretty little dress.
Try not to wear the same
are
one,
are you here
okay?
for the pork chop?
Me too. How funny. Okay, this story is crazy out
is
of
it?
Highlands Ranch.
What
oh,
happened?
Oh, my gosh. So there was a missing boy. He got kidnapped from Atlanta 7 years ago. And, yeah, he just got found in Highlands Ranch this week. So folks are like, oh,
that's
my
insane.
God. He's 14 now. So he was 7 when he was taken. He's now 14. And how it happened, I guess, is the person who allegedly kidnapped him, his mom and her boyfriend, they were in the Highlands Ranch area, and I think that they were approaching a house that was vacant.
They were getting trespassed.
They were trespassing,
yeah.
So the owner of the house saw this on his camera, and he was looking at it, so he alerted police. Police came to the scene, and they found out that this woman had a warrant out for her arrest, rather, because of this kidnapping that took place.
Good God!
7 years
this
ago.
This is a Netflix special.
It is,
yeah, this
yes.
all happened because the name and the ID that she was giving them came back to a woman that was born in 1921.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, red flag, giant red flag here.
Yeah.
And they were giving him all these fake this fake information.
Just didn't line
and
up.
And they did this research. I think they said over like 4 or 5 hours where they were just sitting in front of this house like, this isn't adding up. What's going on? This is much more than just a trespassing case.
Dang.
So Douglas County Police, they start searching for all these warrants that finally come out of Georgia or was it? Yeah,
Atlanta.
Georgia, Atlanta. Yeah. Out of Atlanta. And so now they're teaming up with the Atlanta like FBI and linking up. And they finally come together for this essentially cold case of this kidnapped boy that people were like kind of giving up hope on.
Yeah.
And 7 years, man.
Seven
I mean, imagine
night.
That.
This is insane.
It is. Well,
all
just,
in Douglas
I bet
Highlands
you
Ranch.
This will become some sort of Netflix.
It
thing.
Could be easily.
Especially after 7 years.
Well, and even just going forward now, because they made a good point in the story. They're like, this boy at 7 years old, all he knows is his mom.
Yeah.
So it's not just as easy as we're going to give him back to his dad. He doesn't
this
know.
This is his life.
He doesn't
he didn't
know his family. So they're going to have to reintroduce this process. It's going to take
that
a minute.
Kid.
The
I know.
Poor kid.
That's going to be counseling for years.
Absolutely.
This
but
is horrible.
Yeah, still unfolding, and we'll see exactly where this one goes. But, I mean, at the very least, good that this boy has been found and the dad side of the family can rest a little. Imagine as a dad, you just don't know where your son is.
For
so,
7 years.
You know, thankfully, the dad can, you know, breathe easy a little bit better. But, yeah, definitely a road in front of this family as far as recovery goes.
It all happened in a neighborhood that was, like, adjacent to where I used to live with my family.
Yeah.
When I was growing up as a little kid, and it's weird to see that type of like big news story come out of your old hood. It's
little
weird,
Highlands Ranch, right?
I know, in Highlands Ranch of all places,
it?
Too.
Oh my
crazy.
Gosh. Hey, how about this one about Gabriel Landeskog, Avs captain? Oh. A documentary is dropping on Sunday. Very highly anticipated documentary.
Oh, I've been seeing him all over the news this morning. Yes. I had no idea
and
why.
That's what it is. So it's going to debut Sunday on TNT as well as True TV before the game on TNT. But it's called A Clean Sheet, Gabe Landeskog. It's a five-part docuseries. And Josh, we were talking about this, his physical and mental journey coming back from this freak injury that, you know, no NHL player has ever been able
What's
to come back from.
So, talk to Josh, a guy who is hasn't watched hockey in like 10 years.
Okay. Josh has this
What was the
it's
injury?
Crazy.
So, yeah, essentially in the 2020-2021 season, it was kind of a freak accident. So a lot of times hockey players will have their feet taken out from under them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of happened to Cale Makar, and Cale Makar's skates. So think skates are as sharp as razor blades. Like,
well, that one guy got sliced across the neck. And almost.
Well, there was one player that died a couple years ago, which is horrendous. God. It will cut you, like, by looking at it. Like, especially NHL players. They love their skates so sharp. Some sharpen their skates in between periods just to keep them that razor sharp. So, Cale Makar is one of those players. And his skate flew up as he was hit, and it sliced Gabe Landeskog's quad right above the knee.
Oh, my God. This is
open.
Me cringe.
I mean, down to the bone. So, think about that.
On. It was gnarly.
And it was not just a skin cut, not a paper cut. Like, it sliced through layers and layers of his.
It makes me
queasy, right?
Makes me queasy in my parts.
So, for some reason, he gets stitched up, and for months and months afterwards, I'm just going to keep going. For months and months afterwards, he was just like, something's not right. My knee does not feel like it's healed correctly. And essentially what happened was the cartilage in his knee was degenerating. Something happened. I don't know if it was an infection or whatever, but it was going away in his knee. And so it was bone-on-bone rubbing, which just is horribly painful. I mean, that is terribly painful. So years and years later, he has had multiple surgeries, surgery after surgery. The pain is intolerable. He can't get
back on the ice.
It has been almost
he's done.
Three seasons.
He's done.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
He's done.
That's what this documentary is about.
Yeah, it's about how he's like, I've been a hockey player my entire life, and to have that taken from you within a year, especially the last time he was on the ice.
So he's a fighter.
Yeah, the last time he was on the ice was to hoist the Stanley Cup.
We won the Stanley Cup the last time he played, Jer.
Which is now three seasons ago. Yes. So this whole story is about, this whole story is about him coming back and the hard work that's been put into that, and how he's essentially a 30-year-old who wasn't even able to run and lift his kids because of his knee surgery.
He's done.
Oh, there is hope for him. That's what this whole documentary series is about.
And he says he's not done, by the way.
It was bone on bone.
Multiple times he says he's not done.
He's not done. Don't count him out until, you know, you have to. So I'm definitely going to be watching.
This is why I don't want my kids playing hockey.
Part one drops Sunday.
Scary.
So South Park, the 25th anniversary final
album.
Hey,
now here's something I can get on board with.
I know. So this concert, if you remember back in the day, this concert took place in August of 2022. It was at Red Rocks, and the concert had Primus and Ween. You remember South Park music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had this concert recorded, and now they're releasing it on vinyl. So it's a pretty big deal.
Oh, that's neat.
25th anniversary.
I love me some Ween.
Final. Well, and I love Primus. Like, they have the theme song for South Park, but also, do you remember the song Jerry Was a Race Car Driver?
Yes, I do.
I love that song. Oh, so, like, good. Primus has some hits.
What if we have any
know?
Primus in the system?
Oh,
here?
That'd be great. Right? Doesn't
look like
that'd
we do.
Be awesome. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, that 25th anniversary.
No Ween either.
No Ween either? Aw, that's so sad. But the season 25th, let's see here. I believe it's going to drop next month. I believe that vinyl drops next month, so you can get your hands on it for all the South Park fans, because I know there's a lot of them. I mean, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, local guys, went to Golden High School, so
I had no idea that they...
There it
is! Oh, there it is!
We do have this.
Woo!
I like that song.
Yes!
It's so random. It's just a random song.
That's stupid.
That's a good one.
I just like how Colorado-centric those guys have been. Like, obviously, South Park is that little town in the mountains and everything, but, like, they have done a lot of good.
Ooh, Casa Bonita.
I mean, Casa Bonita is a huge thing,
that's
but also,
one.
Like, they give back their money a lot. And I think they actually now live in California. Like, I don't even think they live here anymore, but they do so much for their home state. And I love that they've been so Colorado-centric throughout their entire lives, because they have blown up. Like, South Park, I didn't know that South Park actually started before Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's been going for a while.
South Park,
buddy. Yeah. I remember watching it for the first time in high school. My teacher wheeled in one of those TVs on the cart with a VCR. She's like, I recorded this show last night.
What
you guys
high school
need
did you go to that allowed
yeah,
you to watch
I know. And
South
she's like,
Park.
It was pretty much like, don't tell anybody that we watched this. It was an art class, and it was a feature on art, because at the time, you know, they were making it with paper. It was stop motion with paper. Yeah. And then she's like, this is art. This is what you guys can do.
We're
going to
watch
life.
It on mute.
And
but
here
it's
it is,
art.
This new show. And I remember watching that first one, and it was like, you know, the whole don't kick the baby and kick the baby and all that stuff. And
I can't believe that.
The first one was Cartman gets an anal probe, right?
Maybe
first,
that's what it was.
That was the very first episode. It was.
Man, they came out hot.
There was something about kicking a baby, too.
Well, yeah, because the stand.
Don't kick the baby.
Yeah, don't kick the baby. That was Ike. Stan's younger brother, Ike.
All I remember.
Well, all I remember was like, this is the greatest show ever.
I'm sure. I tried watching it because it was a cartoon. So my child mind back when I was really young, I was like, I want to watch this cartoon. And my mom and dad caught me, and they were like, let's wait a few years.
Yeah, it's not,
yeah 97. August of 97. So I would have been a junior.
Dang,
I got in so much trouble. That's one of the shows I got in trouble for watching when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
My parents did not let us watch it. We were pretty, you know, we had a pretty free reign in my house. So the fact that my mom was like, but not that one.
Don't kick the baby.
Not that one. But yeah, the 25th anniversary live album on vinyl. Get your hands on it. I wanted to tell you before we run out of time this story about the Weld County High School game with the Orbeez beads. So do you know what the Assassins game is?
No.
So it's the one where people are wearing the pool floaties. You have to have seen the high school kids with the pool floaties.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And the water guns.
So this was going on in our neighborhood because we've got some high schoolers next door, and we came home one night and there was like three or four others running around the neighborhood, and we're watching them. And we're like, who are these perps?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like doing the fingers to my eyes to watching them, you know?
Yeah.
And they all had guns.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? And then, yes, it was water guns.
Yeah.
And they were all hiding behind cars and bushes and stuff. And the teenager next door pulled up, and they all went rushing and just pop, 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 shooting them.
Why
like they
didn't
were assassinating
I play
this? Them. Yeah. Well, it's honestly anybody in high school the last like 4 years, this game has been pretty popular.
It?
But it's called Assassins, and essentially people who are wearing floaties are designated to play the game. So that's like the cue of, oh, I play Assassins, and then you need to try and get them with
What's
your water gun.
What's the end point of this?
You
What's
just
the
try
end game?
And you just try and hit them with your water gun, and then they're out. So it's essentially just a high, but here's the spin on this, okay? Weld County's like, hang on, hold our energy drink, because we're going to up this ante a little bit. They're using guns that have the Orbeez beads in them, and they're driving around in their cars, hanging out the trucks, trying to
shoot. This doesn't seem safe at all.
This is like, this is so funny. It's like,
and the school is promoting this with guns.
Well, Orbeez, first of all, Orbeez are like water pellets, right?
They're
not hard.
No, they're soft and squishy,
they're
but one of
squishy.
Those hits you in an eye.
No, but see, this
you're
is,
going down.
This is
you
like
out.
You're going down.
Wussified what I used to play back in my day, dear. We did the whole thing where
like
we would
2
play
years ago.
We would play Airsoft Wars. So these are hard plastic.
Yeah.
Well, the Orbeez are
squishy. Yeah, but these, like, everybody's getting soft on me now.
Yeah,
we had Airsoft Wars.
Orbeez,
so
what is
much
that?
Fun. I would go to the store and beg my mom for new Airsoft guns and pellets because we had neighborhood-wide Airsoft Wars where we'd go and hide in backyards and stuff.
Still stupid.
But if you got hit, like, these left welts and marks and would make you bleed, and it was like real war back in the day. It was so
Look
much
at
fun.
Josh acting like he's tough.
It was
in walks Jeremy and Katie. Back in our day, we just threw rocks at each other.
Well, we did that too.
We
did that too.
We
threw rocks and hit people in the face with rocks.
Punched each other in the face.
We just had a full on.
Honestly, you know what happened in high school?
Fight.
I had a buddy that worked at like a Blockbuster. It was like a generic. It was like Video City or something.
Hollywood Video.
And they had boxes of empty plastic VHS cases because, you know, you'd put the VHS in the plastic case and close it. He would take those boxes from work, and they would drive around it on a Saturday night at midnight, throwing the VHS boxes at cars.
That's so funny.
And people on the side of the road.
They're like, we got you so good.
Someone's how are they not in jail now?
Exactly. You know,
that
but
is
all
so
of the,
funny.
I feel like we all have some kind of version of this growing up, right? Like we push the limits every chance we got.
Rocks and VHS containers.
They're saying that in Weld County at the high school, you know, the attendance officer is like, if I see you doing this, believe me.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing that at school. But I mean, I was concerned when I saw it in my neighborhood and they went running after the girl next door, firing at her. I was like, oh my God, everybody down.
What is happening?
What's
Get
going
on?
Yeah, that's scary stuff. Anyway, that's funny. Rocks, Josh. We threw rocks.
We had our own rock fights. It was fun.
Airsoft. It's called soft in the name.
They're BB guns. They're literal BB guns.
That's Highlands Ranch fun.
Jeez.
Highlands Ranch. We come from the street.
Yeah.
Littleton in North Dakota.
And now you guys have like four brain cells duking it up with each other.
I know, right?
Now I don't remember where I parked. So just a few minutes ago during the trending report, we were talking about this assassinate game that they're playing in high schools. And I don't know much about it. I just saw some kids running through my neighborhood with some water guns shooting at another kid. And
yeah,
we're like, what the hell is this all about?
But we're going to learn today, huh?
I guess so. This is why we're here. Is this Janelle?
Yeah, this is. How are you?
Good. Hey. So Janelle was texting us off the air, and you know a little bit about this game, it sounds like. So what's the deal, and what's the rules?
So it's called Senior Assassin. Only seniors are allowed to play this game. You pay in to be able to be part of it, and then whoever lasts the longest gets the pot at the end. You are assigned a person that you're supposed to assassinate like that week. And so if you kill your person, you assassinate your person, then you get to keep going. You get a new assigned person. And if you don't get your person, or if somebody gets you, then you're out. And there are rules like you can't get somebody at work. You can't get somebody at a place of worship. You can't get somebody at school. But like parking lots are safe. And so the thing with the floaty is it keeps you safe. If you have your floaty on, then nobody can get you. But then there's days where the floaties don't count. And so it's this big, elaborate thing.
This is a lot of rules.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I would be wearing my floaties all the time then. Be like, can't get me, can't get me.
Yeah, that's what they do. But, like, my son, one time he was trying to get a kid who worked at Chick-fil-A. And for some reason, this kid didn't lock his car doors. So my son sat in like the back of his car for 3 hours waiting for the kid to come in to get him right after work.
This is intense. So how do they How do you prove that you assassinated your person?
Yeah.
Because that person can be like, no, you didn't. You didn't hit me. So how do you prove it?
You have to have video footage. You have to have video footage. And like my son's school had an Instagram account that was all about Senior Assassin. And it would just post all of the videos of the kids getting out.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was this elaborate. Like, I saw kids walking around with floaties. I'm like, what is happening to this generation?
How much is it to buy into it? What's the cost to buy in?
I think it was like 10 or 20 bucks.
So what's the pot?
They have like so many kids that do it.
What's the pot at the end, do you know?
So my son, like I said, my son won, but there was a few kids that were left and they basically just called it at the end because they're like, we're never going to get anybody, and kids were like not leaving their home so that they wouldn't get out.
Typical
so
kids
I think there
right
was
now,
a handful
huh?
of kids. Yeah, and they, I think he won something around $400.
Wow!
Hey.
You know,
that's cool.
Oh my gosh!
Like, on the surface, this sounds kind of horrible because the name of it and what you do.
Yeah.
But yet, like, once you start describing it and the kids are out there playing this and they're actually out doing something and having fun and doing and making,
that's not so bad.
Making friendships and nobody's getting hurt, I kind of like this.
Oh, no, not at all.
I think it's kind
of
fun.
It's actually really, really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it gives a little bit more perspective on it. Because I just thought they were out there shooting ore beads at each other.
But there's strategy behind it.
Knocking someone's eye out. But yeah.
And
this
teamwork
is actually,
and money involved. And it sounds actually like a lot of fun.
I do dig it. Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you
for
calling in and explaining it, Janelle. Because we were all kind of lost. We were like, what is going on?
Seriously. Thank you for schooling us. You're a rock star.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's your son's name? Give him a shout out.
Brayden, who went to Legend High.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
Hey, Brayden.
Janelle, you have a good day. Thanks for calling and listening.
You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Janelle. Bye.
That's wild.
I like it.
That's cool.
I like it a lot.
We needed that explanation, too, because we were like, what is happening?
Now we know.